Ice on 10 when I'm out.
Unpredictable and always a step ahead. Hot FM in a league of its own.
In six different flavors. Fruity Original, Fruity Guava, Fruity Mango, Fruity Pineapple, Fruity Apple, and Fruity Granadilla. Fruity is so nice. Fruity OJ all the way. Fruity, a quality product from Californian Beverages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
Good evening, the news bulletin at 18 hours, the headlines. ECZ captures 1.6 million new voters in the recent mass registration of voters. Police investigates alleged defilement of 1 year, 11 months juvenile. And in international news, at least 11 killed in South Africa mass shooting.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanaka Omar.
And now the news in detail. The Electoral Commission of Zambia has revealed that the commission recorded a provisional total of 1,615,922 new voters, bringing the overall provisional number of registered voters to 8,861,918. Speaking during a press briefing, ECZ Chairperson Mwangala Zalomis has said that ECZ has transitioned to the next stage of its electoral roadmap following the close of the voter registration exercise, shifting its focus to consolidating data and preparing the provisional register of voters. She has announced that the inspection of the 2026 provisional register of voters will take place in February 2026 at all polling stations nationwide. Ms. Zalomis has explained that the inspection period is an essential step that will give registered voters an opportunity to verify and validate their details ahead of the certification of the final register scheduled for 30th April 2026.
The addition from the old register to the 8.8 million, the addition is 1,615,922, and our CEO will be able to articulate how that number was arrived at. This does not include the update. Please listen, this does not include the update. It's just the new register, new registration for those who will be added onto the register, because they are. The updates are already on the register. All we are doing is just maybe the relocation, maybe they lost their card or something happened, but they are already on the register.
Police in Livingston has launched an investigation following a report of the alleged defilement of a 1 year and 11 months old juvenile by unknown person. In a statement, a Southern Province Commanding Officer Mono Nalamalongo said on December 5, 2025, at 18:50 hours at Livoyu Police Station through Mbita Police Post, received a report of defilement from a 23-year-old female resident of Zesco Compound, Livingston District. Mr. Namalongo said that she reported that her juvenile daughter, aged 1 year, 11 months, had allegedly been sexually abused by an unknown person. He said the incident is alleged to have occurred on December 5, 2025, at around 15 hours at Maziopa Compound, Livingston District. Mr. Namalongo said brief facts of the matter are that earlier that day, at about 08 hours, the complainant went to Maziopa Compound with her daughter to visit her mother-in-law, and at approximately 15 hours, she noticed that her child was crying when urinating. She said upon examination, she observed white discharge mixed with blood from the child's genitals, adding that the complainant immediately took the child to a hospice located in Namatama Compound, Livingston, where medical personnel examined the victim and suspected sexual abuse. Ministry of Education Permanent Secretary for Technical Services, Dr. Kelvin Mambwe, says the ministry has developed 1,200 learning modules that have been distributed across all correctional facilities. Dr. Mambwe has explained that the modules are designed to support teachers working within prisons by providing structured material to guide their lessons as well as study materials for inmates, helping them pursue learning opportunities while serving their sentences. According to Dr. Mambwe, the availability of such comprehensive learning tools in correctional facilities marks a major milestone in the country's education system, noting that until now, no similar undertaking had been implemented since Zambia's independence. He has commended President Thabo Mbeki for enabling the project, stating that the administration's commitment to inclusive education made the development and distribution of the modules possible.
We have also upped our game in prisons, and we have been able to provide or develop learning and teaching materials. We are sitting on 1,200 learning modules, which have been distributed in all prisons in order to give hope to those prisoners who are citizens, in order to ensure that the teachers that are teaching those prisoners have what to base their teaching from, as well as study materials for the prisoners. This is something that has never happened. From independence, we never had teaching materials in prisons. Today we have the courtesy of the President of the Republic of Zambia.
Citizens First President Harry Kalaba says the UPND government should not prioritize a bill that does nothing to ease the burden of the Zambian people are facing. Mr. Kalaba said they should be confronting the issues that have gone unresolved since their ascension to power that citizens have continued to face. He said the current regime has not tackled the very tribalism it claims to be affected by, and the cost of living that has continued to rise with no meaningful intervention, coupled with load shedding affecting businesses, homes and every aspect of productivity. Mr. Kalaba said there is need for reflection, highlighting that government cannot begin with legislation when it has not dealt with the deeper fractures affecting its people.
The cost of living continues to rise with no meaningful intervention. Load shedding remains a daily frustration that affects businesses, homes and every aspect of productivity. These challenges strike the heart of our national well-being. They remain unattended because attention has shifted to a bill that is far from urgent. I urge those in the corridors of power to reflect. A government cannot begin with legislation when it has not dealt with the deeper fractures affecting its people. These pressing matters require immediate and sincere attention. If it were up to us in the CF, we would have taken a different approach. Zambia does not need political destruction. What it needs is economic emancipation.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Crushers and Edible Oil Refiners Association of Zambia says the sector currently exports 7,000 metric tons of soya cake to neighboring countries in the region. Association Executive Director Dr. Aubrey Chivumba says that this is because there is currently no demand of soya cake in the country. Dr. Chivumba says the appreciation of the kwacha has made exports more expensive and less competitive on the regional market. He expressed concern that the sector has continued to face challenges that have significantly stifled the growth of the sector.
On soya cake, we make losses. It was automatic, because especially with the appreciation of the kwacha, it was automatic. Because when we import into the region, because there is no local demand, there is absolutely nothing we can do. We cannot control the regional prices. We have to compete, you know. And